Hey, Coop.
Yeah, Dylan.
Dude, you remember Trigun?
I
I mean Macross.
I remember both because it was a rather large weekend for both.
Dude, you remember Panty and Stocking?
I do remember Panty and Stocking. Damn. Oh, how are you? I'm. We were just talking a little bit before this. I've been busy. You've been busy. Boy,
My company is in a state of perpetual crunch right now, so that's been fun. Just had a meeting being like, yeah, overtime is a thing. Here it is. Doors open.
Yeah.
Please come in.
I get that. I just, the retail grind of waking up at 3:30 to go to work every morning. It's just...
Yeah. Full power to you, buddy.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's, let me tell you, woo! Woo!
It's not quite the same, but I worked like... Is the graveyard shift like the earliest in the morning, or is the graveyard shift the latest that carries into the morning?
I think so. I think it's like the overnight.
Yeah. Okay, so I didn't work the graveyard shift, but I worked like, you know, I would get out of work at like 3 in the morning
and
wouldn't get home until 4 in the morning when I was working in Chicago. And that's never fun. So,
and you probably got the after the bars drunk rush of people wanting some hot spicy nudes, right?
Yeah. For context, for people who don't know, I work at a ramen restaurant. I feel like that's an important.
When I say nudes, we're talking ramen.
It's important to for people to understand what nudes we're talking about.
No, I know that because I talked to you before about how my dad owned a bar, so I've done work that too, but not in Chicago. I imagine, big busy crazy nights in that neck of the woods.
Yeah, I should have figured that was a lived experience. not a fun time.
Oh no! Well, what didn't sound like a fun time either was, did you see those photos from Anime Expo? Like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah. As Yoshi P once said, nightmare.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of. Like,
yeah. Whoever went there, because I know there might be a couple people who went there who are listening to this, please get tested and please take care of yourself, because holy shit, because already industry people are starting to test positive, and the air filter, there's like photos, from the artist alley with like air quality filter readings, and they're not good. Like, holy shit.
Oh no.
Well, it doesn't help too that and this has kind of been known forever, Anime Expo is kind of incompetently run, so we had a bunch of exciting news to talk about on that, but still, if you were there, just take care of yourself, please. Please. Let's, cause Dylan, Macross is mostly free. And there's a couple other things I want to talk about right before we get into that too. Cause we also have some stuff to talk about. So before that, it was just to get some housekeeping out of the way. And so if you're at Otakon, which is a much smaller con, has better ventilation from what I've been told, and has staffers that actually enforce stuff, thank God. You can come see friend of the show, Russell Latshaw, and I give y'all a super dimensional crash course in a panel. So we're gonna go through the whole series, talk about what we like about it, and hey, you can actually buy some of that stuff soon, which we'll be talking about, Because I can tell you, planning this for the Russell, we were both very glad that now we can tell people, hey, this is where you can go buy it and see it legally.
This show you want to check out, it's actually not like an impossible to find legally.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to go to the dubious corners of, well, honestly, YouTube for a good chunk. Well, no, there was that copyright strike. Fuck, I forgot.
Well, maybe the original series, but we'll get to that.
there was some channel who I guess has been like doing false claims against a bunch of different anime series, and Macross happened to be its latest victim. So a lot of the Macross that we use to watch on YouTube is no longer there. But on the plus side, hey, we don't have to worry about that anymore.
No,
because like a solid 80% of the show is coming to Blu-ray in some way, shape, or form.
Yes. Let's just roll right into that. Since we're on the topic.
I figured we might as well, right?
So Anime Expo, the Big West, had their panel. And thank you to Logan for Media OCD, one of the Discotheque guys. They do stuff for Discotheque on occasion. He was like at all the big panels taking photos and showing the slides. So they started off, they talked about some Gokken. Then they showed a clip from Zettide Live, which makes it look like that we're going to get those Delta movies in theaters too, which is very cool. Very cool to hear. And the first bomb drop.
How are the Delta, just as me talking to you, how are the Delta movies compared to the show? Is it like a Frontier situation, or is it like...
I believe it's like the... I haven't seen either of them, because I know the second one hits Blu-ray this September. I got that pre-ordered. And the first one... I think it does a Wings of Farewell, not Wings of Farewell, it does a False Songstress kind of thing. So,
okay,
that's what, I don't know anything about them other than that.
Okay, so they are complete mysteries for both of us.
Yeah, so because I hadn't seen either of them. So I've intentionally, with a lot of the Delta stuff, I have like resisted the urge to watch it until we do this, because I'm just like, I want it to be fresh to me. So. Yeah, so we'll hopefully see those in theaters soon. And then the first big bomb drop. So, Right Stuff and Nozomi Entertainment, people gave you that delicious Gundam sandwich. They're bringing you a Macross Frontier Ultra Edition set.
Let's go.
Oh, I'm going to be... after we go through all these news items, I'm just going to be like, where's my money? It's already gone. It's already gone.
I want my paycheck.
Yeah.
No, we manifested that. I'm joking.
Yeah. But it was funny because we were talking about, we were talking with Steven about Macross Plus. I remember we talked about like people got photos of that Right Stuff logo. And and we were like, oh, maybe, who knows? And I remember talking when we did the interview in Giant Robot FM with the Creative Spirit guys. One of them said, oh, that's just an ad placement. Probably was an ad placement, also a master level deflect. So bravo on you, on your part. But yeah, that's coming from Right Stuff. They do great stuff. They get a bunch of my money anyway. So I'm very excited for that. And then right after, they were like, hey, you got you kids like Macross Delta? So they're doing a Delta Ultra Edition set too. So those are, how much was your Gundam Seed set?
God, like $200.
That's probably, you know what? I'll be okay paying that for this, especially with a later news item. But I can live with that. I can live with that.
You're getting the Delta Ultra Edition?
Yeah.
Do you even like Delta to justify? People in the audience are probably audience chat. We don't have a chat. Sorry, I've been listening to a lot of Castle Super Beast.
I get
lately.
You. You know, I are like I've been talking to Russell about this, in our panel sessions, and I'm like, I'm gonna own this twice on Blu-ray, the Japanese Blu-ray, because at this point for me, it's like a, Man, we've gone so long without this. I kind of want to fully support it in any way I can. It's kind of where I'm at this with this stuff, because I'm like, hey, a lot of things and people are like, and companies I like are working on this. I want to give them my money.
Yeah, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. So, though you do have a good point, because I, well, we'll remember Delta eventually. We'll get to that. But afterwards, Miles from Anime Unlimited, so all the anime y'all might know it as, came up to the stage and was like, so Macross Plus, we got that licensed. So that will be coming to US, UK, Europe, all from the same company. So I'm super excited. And they didn't state it at the time, but in a later press release, this Ultimate Edition set's going to have both movie edition and the episodes in it. No word on whether the audio, because there's always the talk of the last episode on the Bandai Visual Japanese Blu-ray is the David Hayter dub.
Oh, right. Forgot about that.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if they like include both for funsies. Like, I'm okay with the not as accurate audio track, because, you know, the one who knocks is my Samu, so, you know.
And as solid as that dub is, I could also easily watch it in Japanese.
Same here.
But yeah, no, it is kind of like, you want that, not even consistency, you just kind of want that cohesion.
Yeah. Because it just takes you, like, they pulled the rug under you if you go to the episode, like, why does the Samu sound different? Why am I listening to Metal Gear?
So that with Gundam is actually a huge contributing factor to me transitioning from watching the English dub whenever it's available to at least trying out the Japanese subs.
I get that.
Because, I don't know if you know this, but the English dub for Zeta is not the same as the English dub for the original Mobile Suit Gundam and Char's Counterattack.
Oh.
And then Double Zeta's just not dubbed at all. So I was like, all right, if I'm going to experience this whole story, it's got to be with the same cast.
Interesting. Huh.
Yeah.
I will note this here, because we're talking about dubs. At least with the right stuff, related stuff. They said they won't be doing dubs at this time for Frontier and Delta and one other thing we'll talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense. Maybe eventually, but we'll see. So yeah, after Macross Plus, they announced that Animego is doing Macross 2. And this made me excited, because they did that DVD box set back in the day, like 20 years ago. So I'm very excited that they got another chance to do Macross again. Even though it's Macross 2. But hey, we've watched Roman Holiday now, so maybe our...
Listen, sorry. Just... Every time Macross 2 gets brought up, I feel the need to act apologetic for not liking things. But no, I really am excited to go back to Macross 2.
And it's a really pretty show. Like, it'll look really good on Blu-ray.
So I'm definitely picking that up.
Oh yeah. Like,
yeah.
I'm like strapped in for all of this. The thing I'm the most strapped in for is, we'll get to that. But so next, Udon, which the company, it's got its issues because there's a comic skater at the head of it, which isn't great. But Tenshin is, Hidetaka Tenshin has teamed up with them. One of his art books is going to be a bunch of Macross, a bunch of his plain artwork coming out from Udon later this year, I believe. He's going to be at SDCC this year, signing early copies. So that's going to be really cool. I believe it's called Hidetaka Tenshin's Artistry of Macross. So check that out.
Okay, I actually missed that. I'm looking at the cover right now. Those are some solid designs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just kind of seeing them all lined up like that.
Dude goes really good. I love, like, on one of the promo slides, they showed him drawing the showed his drawing of the VF-19, the Fire Velc, and I'm all like, oh, that's the easy way to get at me is just show me some Macross 7 stuff. And then next, just for international news, not just for us Yahoos in North America, the Frontier movies are going to be hitting Taiwan, which is awesome. And then Frontier is currently airing in South Korea. So that's dope. And as far as the movies, because they got to ask this question about licensing, the idea right now is to put the movies out in theaters first so people can go see them as they originally meant to be seen, to feel the full majesty of it all, which I get, but also I'd like to have the Blu-ray option quicker because, you know, pandemic, but I get it. And lastly, they said that there was like a little thank you video at the end of it. And when it hits production, the next Macross series will be made to be worldwide from the jump. So I'm excited for that to be on a streaming service so we can watch that. And then we're not doing weekly podcasts on that. I'm going to tell you all that right now, but I'm excited to be there for the first time a Macross show has been officially streamed. That's going to be wild. And so the next day, we got to the Right Stuff panel because it said, oh, at the end of the Big West, like, hey, you might want to check out that Right Stuff panel. They might have some more information. And so the Dark Lord, Sean Kleckner, comes up the stage, turns on his slideshow. We got a clip to show you. And it's the classic movie slide of it counting down. And it stops at 7 and repeats itself. And they announce Macross 7. 2 Ultra sets.
Let's go.
Dun, 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 dun. Totsugeki Love Heart.
How many more times can I listen to that song?
Oh, not
We're
enough.
About to find out.
So yeah, 2 big crazy Alter Edition sets with those plus shorts, with the Encore OVA, a bunch of other goodies. The only 7 stuff we haven't heard about yet is the movie and Dynamite 7, so we'll see that when we see it. And then they just went and showed episode 1 of Macross 7, which makes me wonder, how far along are you guys with this? Because I think I was, some of the talk was they plan to get Frontier and Delta out by the end of this year or early next year. And who knows with 7. I'm okay with waiting. Like I've said a couple times already, we've waited 40 years for all this. I'm okay waiting a little longer. Well, you and I, spent about...
We're on the journey right now as we speak. So it's kind of like, you know, the material's out there. Like, it's within grasp. It's just, like, it's nice to enter that, hopefully, what is going to be the next era of this franchise.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially, I've seen some of the older fans on Twitter talking about it, like, just kind of losing it. It's like, I've waited so long since I was a kid who watched Robotech on TV. I've waited so long for this. And I'm like, I think I'm the most happy for you because you've waited the longest out of all of us. So,
yeah.
Oh, I'm excited, especially when it gets when they are able to put it on streaming too, once they're ready to do that. I think it's going to be big. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm also really stoked for the day when they announced a Macross series and people were talking about it as much as they did The Witch from Mercury being announced or the new Gundam series. So,
fingers crossed, right?
Yeah. Man, it's Macross. It's good. It's good.
Love this funky little show.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of funky little shows, we do have some stuff, unfortunate stuff we got to talk about with this. So the Harmony Gold panel was on Monday. And they're like, well, you got to respect our license. We got our license, our agreement with Tatsunoko. And basically they are hawking a bunch of shit nobody wants. And they're like, here's a Hawkeye trailer. Cause that guy's directing the Robotech movie apparently, which is just, it's pathetic. So they have SDF and Do You Remember Love in their hands. And honestly, the least, if they like money, you know what they should have did? They would have said, hey, we're licensing these out so we can do Blu-rays. That's all you need to do, but you will not, because you're probably thinking, well, that Top Gun Maverick made money. How about that movie we've had sitting around for 20 years we've been trying to get made?
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
Like, if you can't even give us this, what the fuck is even the point?
Yeah.
You know?
And they've worked,
like, ignoring all the crooked shit, ignoring, like, the fact that you guys just actually suck.
Yeah.
And are actively, like, harming this franchise. Even as you're poisoning the well, you are not doing anything of worth yourself.
Yeah. Like, and there's, like, for older, old heads, there's, like, a good, like, people who aren't super into anime, but they remember watching Robotech as a kid. Like, there's good fuzzy feelings there. And mm-hmm. I'd be like, hey, this is all tangentially related. Macross, go check it out. But instead, you just want to... They're like a fuckboy who wants that Transformers He-Man money, man. That's basically what it is.
But, like... And I think this is the thing that gets me. Transformers and He-Man have had so much more media presence than Robotech has. So it's like... I don't understand what they're doing with it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're not willing to give it up, but also, like, they're not... God damn it, you know?
Yeah. Because I can't speak to what the licensing stuff is, because I have no idea. But my worry was, oh, they're gonna... that I had the feeling that SDF was at least going to be the sacrificial lamb, but Do You Remember Love Too? Like, that movie's, like, fucking important. Right. Like...
Right. Well, they don't care about
no, that. They don't care so much that they don't know how to double-check their own fucking slides for typos.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now.
Yeah, so... And they apparently they had a car... in the Roy colors out on the show floor, and I'm like, really? Like, come on. Like, if you're doing cool stuff like Robotech and Remix and actually trying to do cool things with your version of the story with the Robotech stuff, that's cool. You're actually trying something. But if you're just going to keep on doing this bullshit nonsense, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, come on.
So, like... Is Transformers the reason why we don't have... Well, no, that's not true, because we did have Gal Gigar for a time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm just thinking, like, that's, like, a similar situation with, like, the Macross Robotech divide. Gal Gigar is part of a larger franchise that is spun off from whatever anime footage they use for... I could be misremembering this. This is all just stuff I heard from my brother.
So Brave was a thing Takara did when... Where Gal Gigar's from was a thing Takara did after Transformers in Japan for a while.
Thank you, Brave. I couldn't remember what it was called.
So there are no legal issues with that, I believe. So it's just...
Okay.
I believe it just hasn't come out here, but I am not sure on that, so...
Mm-hmm.
But that I don't think there's anything there. The only thing I heard.
Okay, I've always wondered about that.
The only thing I've heard with like Transformers and related to like Robotech is, I remember that the Jetfire toy was a basically the same as the VF1 toy, and Harmony Gold has gotten their knickers in a bunch about re-releases of that toy or things that like are evocative of Jetfire. And the VF1 silhouette, and the judge just slaps them and be like, you guys are stupid. Boy.
All right.
But with that shit out of the way, let's talk about, let's wrap this up and then I'll talk about something that makes me happy.
Okay.
So, at the end of it, flashback 2012, this is what it's not accounted for right now. Flashback 2012 is on YouTube, so you can go check that out. I don't know what the agreement around that is, but it's there for right now. And then Zero hasn't been confirmed yet. Neither has FB7. So we'll wait and see on those. When asked about Zero at the Right Stuff panel, I believe, Sean Kleckner said something, and this is the quote that Logan had on his tweet, said something to the effect of saving your tears for later, which I get. Like, if people have read the tea leaves right, and I'm interpreting it right, it's like, you gotta have some stuff for later, man. We just gave you a bunch of Macross. We gotta have some other stuff, which I don't blame him. So we'll wait and see on that. So yeah, that is it on that stuff. I didn't expect to get this worked up.
I mean, fair, right?
Yeah. But yeah, at the top you mentioned something, a little show called Trigun.
Yeah, what is that show? Yeah. I've never heard
about that guy Vash the Typhoon. The human lemonade. Vash the Orange Juice and his brother Knives Thousand.
I'm going to vomit. Should have said something dumber like Fork Thousand. Spork Thousand.
Spork Thousand. So I've been watching a little bit of that Trigun, mostly because of the Stampede announcement, even before we got the trailer. I'm enjoying it quite a bit. So I've been talking like in our Discord a little bit about how it's very Tezuka-esque to me.
Yeah. I could do an entire episode on why Stampede's... Well, I'm not going to say Stampede's going to be fine, but like, you know, like... The redesign of Vash is not the end of the world. Relax.
I really liked what you said about it being like toys, because I remember Todd McFarlane doing all those weird variations of Spawn you'd see in comic book shops, and this is kind of in line with that.
Nighthouse was actually super inspired. Yeah, sorry. Todd McFarlane was actually super inspired by other way around. I'm sorry. I cannot talk right
it's
now.
It's all good.
Yasuhiro Naitao was inspired by Todd McFarlane, and he says it in a lot of his afterwards in the manga volumes.
Oh, and you can definitely see that in the original show, too, because just, like, especially in the opening.
Especially Monev the Gale. Like, that is just Venom.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing that. I haven't got there yet.
His name is Venom backwards. It has never been more blatant.
That's great. That's great. Because you just see the shots of him after July. It's interesting. I watched that episode about the town of July on the 4th of July. So, you know. Yep. But, yeah, like in like the coat, the overcoat Vash wears, like, I'm enjoying it. Looking forward to getting through more of it. I definitely see what you mean, because episode 5 feels like a second episode 1.
Yeah. I love that show. I think it's a great show. I don't have the same reverence for it that a lot of other people have, mainly because the manga kind of ruined it for me.
I get you.
But yeah, I mean it's a American classic for a reason.
I
this was one of those landmark American anime titles.
I'm looking forward to polishing that off my list of the 1998 Western anime trilogy.
Yeah.
It's crazy that those were all like within the same year of each other. That's fucking
nuts. I thought that they were all separated by a year. I thought the order was Trigun, then Cowboy Bebop, then Outlaw Star. But no, I was shocked to learn that they were all 1998.
Yeah. That's like, damn, because I bet you it came out like different times here in the States, but not over there. Like, it's just like boom.
I would argue they all roughly came out around the same time, but I'm pretty sure Trigun was first, and then Cowboy Bebop followed shortly after.
Gotcha.
I don't know that for a fact. Do not quote me on that.
Do not quote him.
Yes, I don't know what I'm talking about.
But I did think that trailer for Stampede. I'm interested to see what they do with that.
It's leaning a lot harder into like them focusing so much on Vash's backstory makes me think of the later arcs in Trigun Maximum, mm-hmm. where they do lean a lot more into the science fiction side of the world, more so than the Western side.
Somebody also made a good tweet comparing the design philosophy from the shift from Guilty Gear XX to
Guilty Strive. Gear Strive.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say real quick, I like the undercut. I think it looks fine. Like people, I've heard people criticize it as generic, but I personally speaking, I don't think I've come across as many characters with the undercut. But even if I did, like, it's still recognizably Vash. Like he has the sunglasses, he has the beauty mark. The undercut actually gives him a little bit more of his early Maximum design. So it's like, for me, all the ingredients are still there. It's just that he's not Needle Noggin anymore, yeah. which I can understand upsetting some people.
Oh, but I'm stoked. I
should be fun. I'm really excited.
I also watching more of it, I also like, oh yeah, Vash is a fuckboy.
Yeah, he always was.
Yeah.
It's just that the brand of, like, we saw Vash's 90s brand of fuckboy at a time when, like, no, you know, like, that character archetype didn't exist on American television. Mm. So it's like, oh, this is a novel design I've never seen before. And then we form our own views on what Vash is.
But no,
Vash was always a fuckboy. Yeah.
I just thought to myself, oh, he's like Ryo Saiba from City Hunter a little bit.
That's actually more of an anime. That's more of an anime choice.
That wouldn't surprise me, given what you told me about the director wanting it to be more slapstick, more of a comedy.
Yeah, he wanted to write more of a comedy. The writer wanted to keep it a little closer to the manga. Mm-hmm. That's why there's kind of, I'm not going to say an abrupt, it's an earned tonal shift halfway through the show. And then it kind of becomes like they adapt like two or three fights from the manga, and then they just kind of rush and bulldoze the rest of the manga to that point.
Oh boy. I'm looking forward to
it. It's good. No, it works. It like absolutely works. And that's why, again, the show is still remembered so fondly. But like, again, having read the manga and knowing what the source material does, it's kind of like you go back to it and you're like, oh, Hopper the Gauntlet isn't a character in this show. He's just kind of a villain who pops in for 2 minutes and then he's gone. And that's fine. It's just also really funny to me.
I'll have to check that out once I'm done with the show, because like I know Russell's going through Trigun right now, the manga, and I'm like, after hearing you and Connor talk about it, I'm like, okay, after I'm done with this, I'll probably get on to that.
Mm-hmm. You should read the Ultimate Overhaul translation, because the Dark Horse comics print, it's out of print. Although, honestly, with this announcement, they might reprint it. I could see that happening pretty easily. But yeah, no, there's currently a brand new translation. It is the third translation of the Trigun manga that I know about. And it is also the best one. they borrow like terms from the anime's translation. So a quick example is that in the fan translation, Wolfwood, the character Wolfwood, I don't know if you've gotten to him yet, Coop. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it if you haven't. He refers to Vash as Tongari in the manga, or the like bad early scanlations. In the Dark Horse translation, he's referred to as Spiky. Which is, like, you know, a very basic, like, Barrett calls Cloud Spiky. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a fun nickname, but it's also one that's used very commonly. The anime had the galaxy-brained idea to have his nickname be Needle Noggin. And, yeah, that's what the Ultimate Overhaul translation uses. On top of that, a lot of, some characters talk with a certain dialect, so it's easier to pick out who's talking in a given panel, because Naitao is allergic to connecting lines to word bubbles for whatever reason. So there's a lot of using context clues when you're reading the manga, but something about this latest translation, everything just feels so much clearer. It's my number one way to recommend getting into the manga, if you are so inclined.
You just... well, just my Discord DMs are open, so you know where to send things.
It's on Tumblr. It's an easy Tumblr search. Okay. Yeah, like, you don't even have to, like, go out of your way to find it. They're pretty easy to locate. Nice.
All right. So, with that, I think we're wrapping up. The only other thing you mentioned was season 2 of Panty and Stocking, which is years later. So
it's cool. I'm looking forward to that. You know, I can't say, like, I was the biggest Panty and Stocking fan, but, like, I had fond memories watching it in a friend's basement on Blu-ray.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, it's a fun show. Mm-hmm. For me, it's like a fun show with friends, but, you know, I'm still willing to take a look at the season 2. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I'm just happy it exists again. Oh, yeah. Season 1 ends on, like, a really fucking weird cliffhanger.
Yeah, it does. Which also makes me go, because apparently a bunch of the... because I think Imaishi has the rights to Gurren Lagann back as well, in addition to Panty and Stocking. And I know that Anno has Gunbuster again. That just makes me go, I don't need it, but if you want to do a Shin name for the top, whatever, Buster, let me know.
I don't think he will.
No, I think it's more likely than him doing another Ava movie, let's be honest.
Well, I mean, yeah, that goes without saying, right?
Yeah. But, I'm cool with them just leaving it be, because, you know, 5 Fooly Cooly sequels.
Fuck.
Yep. Yeah. But anyway.
Hey, some of those sequels might be good.
Yeah, no, some of them might be, as the person who likes alternative, even though it has issues. That's... There's one of the seasons, I think it's called Shoegaze, is directed by the same person who did Alternative, so...
Well, hey, that's nice. Also, even if I don't particularly like progressive, I think there are certain moments that are a little overhated. I like the manga scene, at the very least. Mm. I thought it was alright.
There's some good trippy stuff they did in that. I'll give them that. But with that... That was the Expo of Anime, and we have had a full Macross meal after so long looking in the desert. We have found the food table, and we have been well fed. So as for us, what we're doing next, I mentioned the panel Otakon. We'll post more details on that soon once we get it. At the end of August, we'll be starting Macross Delta, so, because I'm busy, Dylan's busy, and I've been doing a lot of Macross stuff recently, so I might just need a little Macross break. Just a little. Little. I've been doing a lot of Macross stuff.
Yeah. Eating, sleeping, and breathing it.
Mm-hmm. And finally, I just want to mention, if you haven't read it yet, my article on Anime News Network talking about the subtitles for the Frontier movies, that they have like 10 years of history, and it's kind of crazy. That's the story behind it's kind of nutty. That's been doing well, so go check that out. It's a really interesting read. I really dig that. And I'm not just saying that because I wrote it. It's good. There we go. But yeah, that's it. Maybe we'll do something else in the meantime, but we both are busy boys. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little tuckered out.
Mm-hmm. So, with that, let's tell you where you can find us. So, as always, anchor.fm/duderemember. They push us out onto your podcatchers of choice, whether that be Spoofy, the Goggle Play Store, or Apple Podcasts. Hey, if they have stars, feel free to rate us with those 5 stars. Or maybe leave us a comment. We love hearing from you. You can also send us an email at dyrmcast@gmail.com and shoot us a tweet at Dudes You Remember. And as always, thanks to Chris Eakins, artist, game developer, guy who does cool music, made the game Wrist System, for providing the show's key art. To see more of Chris Eakins' work, go check out Wrist System _game on Twitter. Rift System's now on everything. Go play it. It's good. And Dylan, tell me what is good in your life right now.
I am involved in two other podcasts, the first of which is Backstage Gaming, a podcast where myself and a friend of the show, Chris Wilson, we are two actors who studied fine arts in college. So we are taking that education and that perspective and applying it and turning it onto the medium of video games. So if that sounds cool to you, if you like storytelling, which I hope you do if you're listening to this podcast about a TV show, if you like storytelling, if you like video games, consider checking us out. You can find us on Stitcher, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us on social media, on Facebook and on Twitter, where our handle is @BSG_cast. I am also involved in the show The Unexplored Places, which is an actual play podcast where we use tabletop role-playing games to tell a story. The current season is Masks, so it's a superhero-themed show that I am not actually personally involved in, but I have been featured on Patreon content, on previous seasons, and on some one-shots that you can find. So if that sounds like your thing, you should check them out on unexploredcast.libsyn.com, and you can also find them on Twitter, where their handle is @unexploredcast.
Sick. And if people want to find you on Twitter, where can they go?
Yeah, if you want to talk to me, hit me up, ask me about why I like Macross 7, you know, whatever. Feel free to message me. I don't bite on Twitter @TheDilla. That is THA_DILA.
Sick. And if you want to see my stuff on Twitter @WriterStrike, I won't bite, but I do look slightly feral. So, you know,
it's true.
It is true. It's true. Well, with that, that's it. Play us out. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Is that HT?
Yeah.
It is HT.
Yeah. Oh, Trigun's good too.
It's very good.
It's all right. Bye, y'all.
See ya.